Well, if you've noticed, the markets have been trending downward, and the big impact has been weather, which, even though it hasn't been all that cooperative here, has been generally cooperative throughout the corn and soybean belt. That's why Mark Gold said, even though there are a couple other influences, from now till harvest, weather does play a key role in determining price.
Certainly the trade will be watching the old crop supply on the beans, how tight these carryouts are going to get. But the question is, are we importing some meal and some beans from South America, as the Chinese appear to be backing away from some of their purchases? But for the most part, between now and, let's say, mid to late August, it's going to be a weather market. We have virtually no problems out here. Almost perfect weather, 70 to 80 degree temps, scattered rains every other day. So we look like it's, got the possibilities for some pretty big yields out here.
However, Gold's statement is not true for much of northeastern and north central Wisconsin, where we've gotten some heavy rains recently, and that, again, has delayed planting. And according to Kevin Jark, that has some producers deciding if they're going to be changing varieties.
It's been happening, absolutely. When we look at typical planting dates, when we talk about insurance purposes, May 31st is what we have for corn for grain. June 5th is typically corn silage. June 10th is soybeans. So we've already been butting up against those planting dates, which are set by the industry. So when it comes down to it, many producers who are typically going to plant 90-95-day corn for grain, they have to make a decision about whether or not they still feel they can do that given where we are in the growing season.
And while a lot of our focus has been on corn and beans and, of course, the alfalfa crop, Brad Rippey says winter wheat's had its challenge as well.
We always talk about nine lives for winter wheat, but it very much used up most, if not all, of those nine lives in some of the production areas. We also had a harsh winter in some areas, and that's even true in some of the soft red winter wheat areas in the Midwest and the white wheat areas of the Northwest. In addition to that, we've had spring freezes in some areas, so it's kind of a triple whammy on the winter wheat.
Well, and talking about prices, we continue to hold strong on the dairy scene, and obviously milk and dairy product prices on the retail front are at a premium. However, Chris Galen of National Milk says, unlike other years, we're not really seeing a lot of consumer resistance. And that's because other commodities are higher as well.
The other thing that's happened is that other major farm products are also at record highs. Beef, obviously, which is good news for dairy farmers as well as cattlemen, but that's at a record high price. Pork's very expensive because of the diarrhea epidemic that a lot of parts of the country are dealing with, unfortunately. And so all those things are high at the same time, and I think that removes just the sole focus on high dairy prices.
Well, here in Wisconsin, the majority of our milk goes into cheese, so cheese consumption is very vital to our economy. Wisconsin has stayed strong as America's cheese land, in due part because of the specialty cheese market. And that's one thing Dave Leonardi says they are really emphasizing during June Dairy Month. Why not sample a new variety?
Great opportunity for people to broaden their eating scope and their minds because we never want to let them leave their favorites. If your favorite is a medium cheddar cheese, let it always be a medium cheddar cheese. But don't forget to try something new. Try an Asiago, try a Farmstead Gouda, try something different, as well as your basics.
Well, if you're trying to get into the business of production agriculture, here's some good news from the latest farm bill. According to FSA Administrator Juan Garcia, there's a new program out there to help beginning farmers by getting them started through transfers of conservation reserve programs from retired or retiring farmers.
It's for transitioning expiring CRP land from a retired or a retiring owner or operator to a beginning, veteran, or socially disadvantaged farmer or rancher to return the land to production either for sustainable grazing or crop production. This program is available to those new and beginning farmers. It's a very important program. We've had a lot of success on this program.
And even though they're still fairly strong, hog prices have been declining. And according to ag economist Chris Hurt, the reason why is, even though total numbers of hogs are down by well over 5%, heavier weights are coming to the market, and that's making up for the loss.
For this year to date, the total number of hogs coming to market has been down 4%, but weights have been up 3%, meaning that the total supply of pork has only been down a modest 1% compared to the first 5 months of a year ago.